This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, I'm here with Roger Becco. How are you, Roger?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Excellent. You're the export manager for Duval Leroy?
I'm the export director for Champagne Duval Leroy in Vertu, France.
Excellent. You pronounce it so much better than I do.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking today. Talk a wee bit about your champagnes and the different champagnes you've got, just quickly. But the thing that's of interest is you've got an unusual closure for your champagnes. Do you want to just describe what it is? And
we have a house which was founded 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the last big family house in Champagne. It has been transmitted from father to son for the last 150 years. We have put together with Alcan, which is a big, I think, Canadian company. They have a big factory in France. We have put together a new closure for our Champagne, which we have put on one of our best cuvées, which is called Clos des Bouvry, 2004. And this closure is without cork.
It's a bit unusual for that.
It's very unusual.
And not just that, it looks unusual as well.
Yes, because it is formed with a crown cap inside.
That's your normal beer cap.
Normal beer,
and that's the sort of stuff.
Coke,
yeah, and that's what champagne spends its time on anyway in the cellars. Aging.
Exactly, it is aging like that on lease in the cellars, and we have a plastic lever which, in fact, lifts the crown cap, and when it does the normal pop. Exactly. That famous sound, which everybody likes to hear, because it is the beginning of a
fun.
Good time and fun.
Fizz is fun.
Fizz is fun, and champagne is the best.
Well, I like English sparkling wine as well. It's a good competition.
It's a good competition. But there's only champagne from the Champagne region.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. Everything else is fizz or sparkling wine.
Or sparkling wine.
Excellent. Okay, we'll talk a wee bit about the performance of the closure later on, but what, as a champagne house, why did you decide to do what is quite a, it's quite a revolutionary thing in terms of changing the format?
It is the revolution. It is the revolution. I mean, we've been using cork for the last 150 years. There are three main reasons for it. Cork, as we know, is going to be limited supply.
Is it?
I mean, you know, if all the forests in northern Spain burn because of the dry heat, cork will be finished. So cork is a natural product.
Yeah.
And we know that those natural products are in limited supply. The second reason is that, as we all know, cork can give a taste to a wine which is not particularly nice.
Does it? I always thought it removed flavors, sculpted flavors a wee bit.
No. I mean, it does for old wines.
Yeah, not. But you're so used to it, you don't really think about it.
But for young wines, especially the New World wines, as we know, in the last 20 years, lots of them have been using screw caps.
Yeah, sure.
And the company who developed this is the same as developed the screw caps. So they have an expertise. That's why Duval Leroy, we made this agreement with them. They have the expertise. We trusted them. And they trusted us because we had the good products. Second reason is the TCA.
TCA being cork taint.
And the third is the security. A cork on a bottle of champagne can be a very, very dangerous weapon.
Yeah.
If you take it in the eye, you might lose an eye. A cork flying, I mean, as you know, champagne is served a lot on aeroplanes, in business class or first class.
Yeah. They don't serve it where I sit for some reason.
Even in first, even in tourist class on some airlines. But anyway, it can become a dangerous weapon. I have friends who have had their eye crippled because of a cork of sparkling wine or champagne.
What about oxygen changes? Because a lot of people talk about cork having quite variable oxygen ingress, you know, so the amount of oxygen that gets into the wine changes. And also, particularly old vintage champagnes do lose a bit of fizz as they age.
I think this is going to be better than the normal cork because the cork shrinks in the bottle.
Yeah.
And therefore, oxygen can get into the wine. I mean, I've opened some old bottles of red wine or even champagne where the cork had completely shrunk within the bottle.
Yeah.
And we know that all vintages of champagne have lost most of their fizz. It's not because of that that they're not good. It is very interesting to taste all champagnes. But in this case, the maker thinks that it's going to be perfectly sealed.
Okay. Let's look at the closure itself. We said it, as you said, it's got a crown seal, but it has a big piece of plastic in there as well, which isn't normally, I don't normally see that on beers anyway. I'm not sure about champagnes that have been aged, but it's got that wee bit of plastic in there.
Yes, it's the double closure, really. So you have the that is the idea in order for the fizz to stay in the bottle. It's the perfect closure. But the other interesting part is this plastic top which you have on top, which not only makes the shape of the bottle
Look like a traditional champagne.
Look like traditional, but also stops the crown seal coming out. So when you pull the lever, it stays in there and it actually stops. So that is the security.
Because you got a risk of the crown seal shooting off as well.
Exactly.
And that's lighter. It can go faster.
And it can go faster.
And made of metal.
The idea is to have your bottle of champagne always very cool.
Yeah.
And nothing can happen to it.
I noticed, I had a go yesterday with one of these bottles. I've had a wee play with it. And I was a bit worried about breaking it before I'd open the closure because it feels not flimsy, but at the same time, it does, you think that the plastic's going to bend before it opens. It does open quite nicely.
That's why it's a bit long. It's because you have to take it this way from here.
Have a good lever on it, don't you? What sort of response have you had from people?
For the moment, it's quite good.
Yeah,
it's even very good. So we had a good response. Even the French press, to whom it was presented last week, who you know could be traditional sometimes.
Could be. That's a nice understatement, Roger.
could be traditional. The French press received it quite well. Yes. We had a lunch with the French wine press and also the packaging press, and they were quite responsive. Even we had two very well-known sommeliers around the table, and they found it very, very interesting.
Part of the ritual of opening champagne is to remove the foil and remove the wire cage and all that sort of palaver. Do you think you lose a wee bit of that with this? Or
no, because, I mean, it will be so... so easy to do. And think about all the ladies who are afraid of opening a bottle of champagne because, you know, this thing is going to pop all around, etc.
Some women don't have the strength.
They don't have the strength. This makes it very easy.
Yeah. So it is actually quite easy to lift off.
Our chairman is a lady. So we have... She always said, but, you know, even... With the age, I don't have the strength of doing this. And with this, it makes life very, very, very easy.
Excellent. Excellent. You've got it on one of your bottles now, one of your top bottles?
We got it on the Clos des Bouvries, which is our Clos, which has been in our family for more than 50 years. Very old vines. It's a pure Chardonnay. And the year on this bottle is 2004.
So it's quite a young wine.
It's quite a young wine, but it is also a very, very dedicated wine.
I tried it yesterday, actually, and I thought it was quite nice.
Three hectares, 30,000 bottles only. So it's very limited supply. And in fact, we did the experiment for 2,000 bottles only. So, but the next one, we think we're going to use the crowns, the the open concept, as we call it.
Is that what you call it, open concept?
We call it open concept.
Okay, not crown seal, because it's not really a crown seal. It's a bit more complicated than that. Okay. And what sort of price compared to a normal cork is this?
That claim is going to be the same.
Okay, so in the long run with
volume. In the long run with volume, it's going to be the same.
Okay, excellent. And are you going to put it on other of your brands? Or?
Yeah, we would like to put it on our next vintage, which is going to be 1999. At the moment, it's only designed to go on a normal 75 centiliters, but I bet they're going to do it for magnums and halves and all the different shapes of a bottle of champagne.
Sure, because it's mainly just the top that you're worried about rather than...
Yeah, but also the size of the bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
The neck of the bottle.
Yeah, sure. Sure, it makes sense. All right, then. Well, good luck with this,
Thank
Roger.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully we'll see a bit more of this in the future.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.